Okay, so we are continuing with the different machlokot that Beit Hillel and Beit Shammai have during the Suda. The one that Gemara is going to introduce now appears in the Braita, it appears in Bavli and Mem Gimel. It does not appear in the Mishnah. Why not? So that's an interesting question. The Rosh Aurelius suggests it's because maybe here, in the end of the day, Beit Hillel is chozer and they paskin like Beit Shammai, and therefore it didn't continue to be a machloket. But anyways, the Gemara here is talking about wine that is brought at the end of a meal, and before we read the line, just to know that there's two understandings of it. Rashi assumes this is wine that's brought to a meal that is not the glass of wine that's actually used for Birkat HaMazon. The Rambam in Zayin Yudalid seems to believe that it's the yayin brought as Birkat HaMazon. The Ravid challenges this, and as the Kesef Mishnah knows, that's because the Ravid believes, like Rashi, that the wine we're about to talk about is not the one that is linked to the to Birkat HaMazon, but again, the Rambam seems to think it is. So, in addition to that, they would also bring like a spiced, like perfumed hand cream, an oil that you would use on your hands, and they would make a bracha of HaGefen, and they would make a special bracha on this oil of Borei Shemen Arev. And now the Gemara brings a machloket as to the order of these brachot. Beit Shammai omrim kos b'imino. The wine is in your right hand, b'shem arev b'smalo, and the spiced oil thing goes in your left hand, which again is part of the general halacha, which Beis Yosef paskins, Shulchan Aruch paskins, and some Reish Vav, that because of the kavod of a bracha, so you're supposed to hold the food that you're making a bracha on in your right hand. Of the Omer al Kos, and he says Hagafen Rachakoch Omer al Shemen Arev, and then you say the bracha on the spice, and the reason seems to be simply that eating is more important than smelling. You get a deeper hana, more lasting hana, a more tangible hana. However exactly you want to express it. The Rashi has a different interpretation. Right, what I said was variations of the Rishonim. You find it in the Michtam. You find it in and elsewhere. The Rashi says no. The reason is because of Tadir Vishinu Tadir Kovin. You have wine more often than you have this spiced oil. And then you take this oil thing and you make the bracha on the spices. Meiri suggests that when you do that, you don't have to put it in your right hand. You can leave it while it is in your left hand, and this would be halacha l'maaseh by havdalah, right? Where you have the yayin in your right hand, you have the besom in your left hand. Now it happens to be Shulchan Aruch, though, does not believe that way. So, if you look in Shulchan Aruch and Reish Tzadivav, it says Omer Havdalah Miyushav. You say it's sitting down. The Rama says V'yishomer Me'umad Chein Noagim V'Minyanot Elu. Right, the Rama says the minhag is to say Havdalah standing up, not for now. V'ochaz Hayamin B'Yamin, and you hold the wine in your right hand, V'Hadas B'Smal, and the spices, the Hadas, in your left hand, V'Varach Al Hayayin, and make the bracha on the wine. V'Shuv Not Al Hadas B'Yamin, then you switch hands, V'Hayayin B'Smal, and put the wine in your left hand, uvarach l'adas, umachzir hayayin liyamino. So this is unlike that position that is quoted in the Meiri. And the Mishnah Berurah clarifies that the reason is because enamanicho az miado, you don't put the wine down. Mishum dechol brachot shel avdala mitzvah lehiyot al hakos, because the bracha is on the coast. That's the Mishnah Berurah sheet. The Aruch HaShulchan does not pass in this way. I mean, he says, Mishnah Berurah is wrong to think that this is, okay, whatever, he's not directly responding necessarily. It could be. It's not a chiyuv. He just says, look, we don't hold the besamim when you're making the bracha on the wine, ukshimavarchan, make the bracha on b'sam, nichna kol sol shochan, you can put the cup down, the minota b'sam, you know, and pick up the b'sam in your right hand. The point is, you need them both in the right hand when you're making the bracha, which means the other one is going to be in your left hand or not holding it, it at all, right? So neither of these, even though the Mishnah Berurah and the Aruch HaShulchan divide on exactly what you actually need to be holding, they agree against what I quoted from the Meiri, that you could maintain, you could keep holding them in, you know, the some that you're making the bracha on, you could leave in your left hand. That they don't agree with the Magen, the Meiri about. They do disagree about whether you need to actually hold both the whole time. V'hil omrim. At any rate, the point is, v'hil, the order is the opposite. Shem and Arev b'mino v'kos b'smalo. The oil is in your right hand and the cup in your left. V'omer al shem and Arev. So then you make the bracha on the shem and Arev. And the reason, so one possibility quoted by the Rashi, but simply the reason you have to make the bracha on the spam first is because the smell jumps at you, right? You don't have the option, like by drinking, of waiting, and therefore since you experience it first, the bracha goes first. Marfold is a different explanation, and he thinks is that everyone just thinks what you put in your right hand is that which you care more about, that which is chaviv, and they're arguing about which is normally more beloved, right? He says, "Levet Shammai ha'yayin chaviv, Levet Hillel Hashem and Arev la'riach chaviv, Varach alav barei shemen arev." Vitacho. So then you put the oil on your hand, Birosh Hashemash. Right, and you start, you wipe whatever's not in your hands on your shamash's head. And this is apparently part of what it meant to be a shamash, was to have the oil on your head. But if he is a Tamil Chacham, you do not, because Tamil Chachamim are not supposed to be heavily cologned. Tachu b'kotel, so instead wipe it on the wall. She'en shivcho sh'tamil chacham yotzei mivusam. And the reason is, according to the Gemara in Bavli and Mem Gimel, which is quoted here in the Rosh Shavilia, is that this might only be in a place where people are suspect of Mishkav Zachar, of homosexuality, and therefore the it is very not in character for the Talmud Chacham to be overly cologned when that is the possible implications, possible things that he'd be suspect of be because of it. Okay, so Abba Bar Chana v'Rav Chuna Ava Yatvin Achlin, so they were eating. Reb Zera Koyim Mishamesh Kumehan. Reb Zera was acting in their shamash. Shamesh Alav Ta'in Tarvein Mechada Yadei, and they both put the wine and the oil in the same hand. That is how the Mar Fuld understands it. Pnei Moshe, the Charedim has a different understanding. I will leave it there with the different understandings in some of the other Mefarshim. What are you doing? Is your other hand cut off? Or alternatively, what is your other hand carrying? Why are you schlepping it like that? Because of Le'avoy and his father, Arachana's father got angry at him for getting angry and snapping at Rabbi Zera. And Amarlei lo mistach da'at revia. Who come in Mishamish, what, it's not enough for you that Rabbi Zera, the great Talmud Chacham, is acting as your waiter, va'od duhu kohen, and he's a kohen, and there, v'amar Shmuel Mishamish b'kuhuna ma'al, and in general, if you use, Shmuel said, if you use a kohen, so that's like mi'ila, now this presumably is only the Rabbanan, it's in a smachta, there are those who think that it is d'oraita, the K'tav Sofer suggests that. There is a fascinating, a very famous machloket about whether mechila applies here or not, where Rabbeinu Peter believes that it does. Right, he got into a machloket with Rabbeinu Tam over this issue. Rabbeinu Tam simply felt that kahuna nowadays do not really apply, or at least kahuna nowadays you can be. Right, so Rabbeinu Tam said, right, that there's no kedusha b'kohanim. That kedusha is only in time of the Beit HaMikdash, so maybe there's still certain honor you show them, but not midin kedusha, something like that. The Rav has alumned us to explain exactly the different levels of kedusha. But anyways, so Rabbeinu Tam felt that you could use, you could benefit from kohanim now because these halacha were limited to when you had the Beit HaMikdash. Rabbeinu Peter said, no, their kedusha is maintained, but mechila works, which Rabbeinu Tam was not as comfortable with. He was more comfortable saying that the kedusha itself was lacking. Nowadays, right, there's a very famous position brought in the Haggadah Mordechai. Right, and some of the Achronim, right, say that in the time of the Beit HaMikdash, mechila wouldn't work, and now it would, right, because again, right, it could be that there's tzvei dinim in their kedusha. There's like kedusha of the Beit HaMikdash, or as a kli mikdash. And that kedusha, you can't be mochel. And then there's like the honor due to the kohen as a person, and maybe that he does have the right to be mochel. Now some of the achronim say that where there's based on Amri Rutenberg, Hashulchan, that maybe the problem was that look, you're allowed to be mochel, and he was mochel until they started yelling at him, and then he stops being mochel, and therefore it's a problem. The whole thing becomes problematic because of the yelling. So he says that Mekalei dehu gzeira dehu rava va'at koyim v'shamish tachtoi. Right. So now I'm making gzeira. I'm decreeing on you. You have to switch it that you should be the shamash. So minayin shamish tachtoi v'kunam ma'al. Now how do you know the one who uses a koyim violates me? Ilos aracha v'shem Shmuel Amar. So the pasuk in Ezra says, and again this supports the read that it's derabanan because you're quoting psukim from Nach, Vamrali, Hem, Atem, Kodesh, Lashem, Vakilim, Kodesh. Because he said, you, the Kohanim, and the Kalim are holy, Makilim, Mishtamish, Ben Moal, Ava, Mishtamish, Kohanim, Moal. So there's a din of Mi'ilah by the Kim, and again, right, that type of Kedusha, you could argue, only applies when you have the Beit HaMikdash. Okay, next, Machlok, Beit Shammai, Omrim, Bar, Shabara, Ma'or, Ha'esh, and Beit Hillel says, Me'orei, Ha'esh. Now, some of the Mefarshim explained that maybe the Machloket is whether you think you're talking about the original creation of fire, which happened once, or you're talking about all fires. So the Gemara says, "Al daitin de Beit Shammai asher bara pri." Again, al daitin de Beit Hillel bara pri ha gefen. Right. Sorry, the Gemara focuses not on the maore, but on bore and bara. Right. The Beit Shammai says bara in past tense. Till says in present tense. The Gemara says, is that true always in all brachot that they have past versus present? So Gemara says no. Yain mitchadesh v'chol shana v'shana, eishen mitchadesh v'chol sha'a. Right, wine you always make new wine. Fire is like a exists. The Haredim suggest that's what the Haredim understands it. Others like the Rosh Rilio say maybe is that wine each year the wine is different. That's not true of fire. Fire is fire. And now the Gemara tells you in Agadata. Now we would spend forever in this Agadata, but we actually did spend forever in this Agadata in Agadata this year, so I'm not going to go through it too much. And I will just reference you to our Agadata this year. Maybe I'll just summarize it when we get to the end of it. Ha'esh v'akilayim, fire and mules. Afal bishal nivru b'sheshet mi'breishet, even though they weren't created in the 6 days. Av'ol machshava b'sheshet mi'breishet, but God thought about them. And again, we spent so much time on the parallel sugya in the Bavli on what is Olam Machshava, on the fire, on the seven things created before the world, the 10 things made Hashmashot, and all the parallel versions in Pirkei Elazar and in all the various Midrashim, and you can reference. We basically spent a month on that, so you can go back to that, and specifically spent an entire year comparing Bavli and Yerushalmi in their presentations. So Akilayim, what happened? So Anna had created the Elav and Yitzvon Va'ayav, Ana, Asher Matzad Yimim Bamidbar. So he found these Yimim in the bar. What does that mean? Ma Yimim, Mahu Yimim. Rabbi Yehuda, Bar Yisimon Omer, Hem Yonus, right? It is a mule.
hemisu. It's a chatzi, meaning half. Chetzi sotzer, chetzi chamor, which is only, which is also a mule. And now the Gemara says, okay, let's talk about the mule of Eilin, Simanin. For the purpose of kilayim, it's important to know which type of mule you have. So Amar of Yehuda, kol shazan of ketanot, if it has small ears, imo sus, that its mother is a horse, vaviv chamor, and the father is a donkey. The lot of his big ears, imo chamor, vaviv sus. Then it's the other way around. And now, Rabbi Mana, mifagin le'ilein dinisiyah, he used to tell the people who were in charge of the Nasi's house, in Beitun Mizbun Mulavan, when you want to go buy mules, don't zavin ilan and dakikin, go buy those that have small ears, shimo susav aviv chamor. Now the Charedim assumes it doesn't mean dafka, small-eared ones, it just means make sure to get the same, so you don't have a kilayim problem. The Ramar Fulda says that no, maybe it's just he thought that the small-eared ones don't hurt as much, they don't damage people, in mazik and adam, and the ones with big ears do, so he was telling them, no, dafka by the ones with small ears. So now we get to the Agadata that we saw already, the Bavli's version. So Ma'asa Ana, what did Ana do? Zimen chamor v'helel le'azuz zachar. He took a female donkey and he took a male horse. V'yatam en pirda, and made a mule. Amar l'Kadosh Baruch Hu, and he, God said, Ata veitel olam davar shehu maziko. What? You created something that is damaging. Afani mevi alotu ish davar shehu maziko. So I will damage you with in animal. Now, parenthetically, but some of the Mefarshim note that how could it be that you say it's Olav Machshava of God, but then a person does it? So it could be that, yeah, God planned for it to happen, but it's still somewhat sinful. And Megalglin Hamzaka, the good things happen through good people, bad things happen through bad people. So God allowed it to happen through Anna, who is bad. Other people say, no, this is actually a machloket. Right, whether this is bad or good, and this could be, in fact, related to the machloket of whether non-Jews are forbidden in Kilayim. That is a position in the Gemara and the Bavli in the seventh paragraph of Sanhedrin as to whether not that, in addition to the, what we know as the Sheva Mitzvah, whether it also usher for them to crossbreed. So Ma'aseh Kadosh Baruch Hu. So what did God do? Zimen Chachina. He got a snake, v'helav a chardon, and mated it with a toad, the yotzim in a chavarvar, and it creates this horrible creature, the chavarvar, and that is what, right, that was the midah keneged midah of creating the mule. Miyamav lo yomer l'chadam sha'akotzo chara'achaya, and there was never, no one will ever tell you, unless it was a nace, as we saw earlier in the Masechta, Dafnun Hei, the case of Rechina Mendoza, no one will ever say they got bitten by a chavarvar and lived. Or got hit by a wild, bit by a wild dog and lived. Or got kicked by a donkey and lived, unless it was a miracle. And that's only with a white donkey because they are particularly dangerous. Ha'esh, fire. What's the backstory? Fire. Levit b'shem b'zira shloshim v'sheishaot shimsha. Ota orech nivret bayom harishon. So for 36 hours, there was the original light of creation. Shteimesre ber Shabbat, 12 on Friday, Shteimesre ber Leila Shabbat, and then 12 hours at night of Shabbat, Shteimesre ber Shabbat, and then 12 hours on the day of Shabbat. And they enabled Adam to see the whole world from one end to the other. And this led to the world singing, for God, to God who, you know, who created this light, essentially. When Shabbat ended, it started getting dark. Maybe this is like the end of my punishment with the snake. Shemabal and Ashkeni is coming to bite me. V'omer achoshech yishufeni. and he's going to come in darkness. Amar Rabbi Leiva about the Rasha Zimin Lakadosh Baruch Hu Shnei Ra'afin Vekishan Zelazeh. So God gave him two stones and taught him how to light the fire of Yatsaman or Hadu Dechtev Laila or Badini Uverech Leabore More Ha'esh. And the Shmuel Amar Lefich Marchan Al Eish Motzei Shabbatot, and that is why we make the bracha of Mari Mareish on Motzei Shabbat Shehi Tchilat Briata, because it's the beginning of creation. You know, it's taking a long time, and I'll just tell you that look at the difference between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi, and how opposed we are to human involvement in the world, and how supportive we are of human creation, and the different emphases in these Gemaras. And again, you can look at that shir, you can look at the article that we drew on from Yafa Zilcha, we can compare it to how it appears in the Prometheus story, and contrast it in either version of Chazal and the dissertation that we dealt with there, and you can look there. We did this a few months ago. Rav Huna b'shem Rabbi Abo, b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, afa motzei yom kippurim mevarech alah shekfar shavat ha'or kol oto Hayom, that on Motzei Yom Kippur you also do it because the fire has rested on that day, but on Motzei Yom Kippur there's a special halacha that you need a ner sheshavat. You need a light that was already lit and lasted through all of Motzei, from before Yom Kippur to Motzei Yom Kippur. Okay, the next Mishnah says, Emevarcha al ner v'albusamim shel goyim. You don't make havdalah on a candle that was, that was not shoveit, right? Meaning that a non-Jew was using it, and it was lit over a Shabbat, even though it was obviously mutter for the bracha. We are our machmer, that's how the Taz understands it. Rashi has an alternative. It's quoted in the Haredim Rasirilio. And that is that the maybe the guy definitely used the fire to perform some other malacha, and it's that other malacha, not the lighting of the fire itself, that connects the fire to Isser. Right, Rashi says this is a nun ben milachat aver shovit kocham osa malacha laoro tan lekaman or shlo shavat in marchan alavhol v'nev debo avera v'alaner v'albasam shel meitim, and you don't use candles that were lit only the kavod hamet, or spices that were used to sort of drive away the smell. Or those that were before avod zara, because they are aser behana, they're tashmishe avod zara. And others say, and this is in the Ritva, that even if it's not something that's technically aser, still, it's just not the right kavod to use it for a mitzvah. So the Gemara says, Tani Rabbi Yaakov Kumi Rabbi Yirmiyah, Mivorchen al b'sam shel goyim. Yaakov says you can use the b'sam goyim. Uma u palig. Is he arguing? So the Gemara says no. There's not kaimune b'maashin lefi chanu lefnei chanuto. If he's just using it in front of his store to like sort of get customers in, so then you can use it. But if it's in his house, so then we have to be worried that it's either actual avodah zarah or related to avodah zarah, as we mentioned before, and that's when you can't use it. Ashashit. This is like a lamp, right? It's you know, a candle, a fire in a covering, a translucent covering, a transparent covering rather. Aval bishalo kavat, even if it wasn't right, it extinguished. It was lit from before Shabbat. Mivarchin aleha. Because even though it was lit before, there wasn't malacha done with it. It wasn't lit on Shabbat. It's not the problem of being lit. It's the problem of a malacha having been done. Ner betoch cheko. If you have a candle in your hand, o betoch panas, or in this this you know lamp thing. Now, what does it mean in your cheik, right? Like you hold it. So it could be some other kli of sorts. Not really clear. O betoch Amud Spaklariam, which is like a glass covering, Roe Eta Shal Hevet Veino Mishtamesh Leora. Mishtamesh Leora Veino Roe Shal Hevet. So he says, in order for you to make the bracha, you need two things. You need to be able to see the light and to use the light. So if it's in such a place where you can see the light, but you don't see the flame, or you can see the flame, but you can't, you know, you can sort of see the flame, but you can't really use it. There isn't enough light. Both of those are insufficient to make a bracha. You need both for the bracha. Now, it is worth noting that the Rajba thinks that you can make a bracha on a candle that's in a lamp. And therefore, some of the Mepharshim suggest that according to the Rajba, Spaklaria is not a lamp, but it is a mirror. And what it's saying is you can't make a bracha on a reflection, or maybe it's some other container that is not glass, right? It's not really transparent. And that is the problem. This issue of something behind glass is part of the discussion of using light bulbs for Havdalah. The Bavli has a machloket about whether you're allowed to make a bracha for Havdalah, whether it's close or far. And according to the Shita, that you can only make it if it is... Right from this brayta, rather, that how could you say allowed to make a bracha from far? It's clear that you're not allowed to. So the Gemara says no. Maybe ena mishtamish laora doesn't mean that you're standing far. Maybe in fact you do need to be close, and it's just telling you that it's talking not necessarily how far or close you are, but about the brightness. And it's saying that even if you're close, right, there might be there's a second discussion to be had about the brightness. Okay, let's pick up on Sunday.